What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
We're like Aerosmith back in the saddle again.
Dude, it's been so long. I feel like I'm going to fall off the horse. We're like Aerosmith. We didn't have a number one hit for 20 years.
What?
Yeah. Wait, 28. 28 years into their career. I just
was
read
it
this.
Dream On from the Wayne World soundtrack?
No, it was freaking Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Oh, no way.
In 1998, yeah. And that was their first number one, and it came out in 1970. So they played for 28 years before they scored their first number one. Hey, are we started? We're going?
Let's do it.
Let's just do it with, I'm going to start a song. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to. We're back with a bullet.
Back with a bullet.
726 episode, that's the number.
I am Mr. Cotter.
And I'm Horseshack. I'm Horseshack.
Ooh.
Pick me, Mr. Cotter. Oh.
You know why they called him Horseshack?
Because he lived on a farm?
No, because a lot of whores lived in him.
Oh, so he was a Horseshack.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshack. Welcome to the Horseshack. This is the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
What up?
I don't know if it's Monday or Tuesday, but...
It's been forever.
It's Sunday. It's September. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
We're just going month by month now. Blasting some brand new Exodus in the background. Apparently, this song features original guitarist Kirk Hammett on the solo.
Ah, that reminds me of my new joke.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Metallica Kirk Hammett is the poor man's Kirk Douglas.
What about Kirk Cameron?
He's the poor man's Kirk Hammett.
Kirk Hammett. Kirk Hammett and Kirk Hammett. Kirk Hammett just doing hammer-ons.
You know, they do a lot of replays. Yeah. Hammer-con.
He's doing a camera-on.
They do a lot of replays of those old dorky shows now from the late 80s, but you don't see... growing pains.
Alan Thicke, he's got it locked down, that's why.
Well, he's got that TV Guide channel reality show.
Oh.
Called, it's like, Bean Thicke, or,
The Thick of It?
Something like that.
No. Getting Thick?
Yep. Dude. He was on Celebrity Wife Swap with Coolio or somebody weird.
I last saw him on the Tom Green Live show.
Or maybe it was Andy Dick.
Oh, could be.
Green Live?
He was on
Alan
there.
Alan Thicke was on there?
Yeah, because he's a Canadian, too. And,
he's kind of a douche, though.
He is. He's kind of a, like, I don't know, arrogant a little bit. But
mm-hmm. And his voice can grate when he talks arrogantly.
And who was... Someone was recently on Tom Green Live, and he's like, yeah, I do one impression. It's Alan Thicke. He's like, oh, could you do it? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm Alan Thicke. And he's like, that's it.
Uh-huh.
He's like, and that's when you know that my impression is really good, when I have to tell you who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't know. Apparently, there's a podcast. You've probably heard of it. The 10-Minute Podcast. Or maybe you haven't.
Is it 10 minutes?
It's always 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's Will Sasso, mm-hmm. Brian Callen,
mm-hmm.
and Chris D'Elia from Undateable, you know, the Fonzie. Jesus mm-hmm. from Seattle.
Yeah.
Looking guy with a leather jacket and always has kind of a beard, but not really one.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they've had this podcast for quite some time.
Mm.
Didn't know it's a 10-minute podcast. Brian Callen, or however you say his name, he's pretty funny.
I saw Ron Funches in a wrestling bit on...
That was hilarious, wasn't it?
On
At midnight?
Yeah.
Because he was
don't
the champion.
Change the channel. I'm lazy.
He was the champion on the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought out that belt. And mm-hmm. I made a couple memes of it. I'm hoping they'll go viral just because of his popularity. One of them had him saying... Because they came back from a commercial. And Hardwick's all... welcome back to At Midnight, where during the break... Ron Funches refused to go to wardrobe, and he's mm-hmm. still wearing that thing. And he's like, I'm just glad to finally be me up here. So I memed that. He was all just, I don't know, was he trying to be like, God, who is that black wrestler that was so...
I think he was just trying to be generic wrestler guy.
Oh, okay. Right on. Dan is all Ric Flair, and I was like, Ric Flair was white.
Maybe.
With white hair, but he did wear some...
Feather boas.
Flary stuff, but...
Yep. It's pretty good.
He was also on something else recently. I can't remember. He's still got his 5-minute talk show called Night Night with Ron Funches. It's on Funny or Die.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like a regular talk show, but it's all killer, no filler, so it's just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He comes out and does a little monologue, then has a guest on, and then the musical guest, and then they're out in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And Adam Devine's House Party is back on Comedy Central. Ian Carmel, a Portland native, on there. Doing.
I saw that because I'm too lazy to turn the channel.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting, and it makes me feel better as a comic when I hold on to gems of bits that I have that I don't want to retire because they're good and not everybody's heard them. Ian Carmel was doing jokes from 3-4 years ago because they're still good.
Back in the day, all you needed is 15 minutes for your lifetime because
that's
you
right.
just traveled around and there wasn't YouTube and DoTube
right.
and
YouTube. And I also heard a good thing about, you know, some people are like, YouTube. Oh, it's dumb when you do the same set every time, especially if it's like verbatim and almost word for word. Well, no.
Why not? How else do you work it out?
Not if you're a road comic, because you're doing your shit for different people every night. But if you're going to an open mic in your hometown every night or every week, go ahead. Work out new stuff. Don't just...
Yeah, unless no rules.
Unless you're polishing a set, I guess, you know. But anyway, the music has ceased now. I'm going to talk about the new Exodus for a second. They're touring with Slayer and Suicidal, which would be a great show. They used to play back in the 80s together. But, yeah, check
well,
it
all
out.
Those bands start with S, except for one.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Is Meatloaf playing with them?
You could call it Exodus.
That is true.
If you had a little bit of a list, you're like, it's Suicidal, Slayer, and Exodus. And they
you
all
could,
sound
you could say it backwards.
So, how do you Sudoxus. Say Exodus?
Sudoxus.
Sodex Exi.
Sudoxus. It's a puzzle game.
Yeah, it's for metalheads only that can't count. So I this is what I think that the new wife beater would just be a Ray Rice jersey, right?
Yeah.
Instead of one of those white t-shirts.
That was a pretty gnarly video.
I didn't even see it because I just saw the hubbub on the internet. But then I heard people saying, oh, yeah, Ray Rice gets whatever. Did he get fired from the team?
No, he got...
suspended?
No, he got banned.
He got banned for beating up his
forever.
Wife. But Tony Stewart can run over somebody and kill him, and he's still racist.
That's just, that's what racing is, though.
That's racism.
That is what racing is.
But isn't he white,
you're just
though?
Waiting around to see. You hope to see somebody crash because that's when the excitement is.
And on the other hand, that's like racism.
It is. It is. I heard Ray Rice was disowned by his Uncle Ben.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
That took me a second. That's hilarious.
I know. He didn't like.
It took me a minute.
Yep.
Get it. Minute, Rice. Day-o.
And, yeah, I don't know, man. That was a pretty gnarly video. I mean, he like...
Was it in an elevator?
Yeah, it was in an elevator, and he hit her once, and she kind of...
Was Aerosmith
stepped
playing
back,
in the-
and then he... and then she stepped forward to him, and then he...
You don't like, step to Ray Rice.
Punched her, and then she just kind of like fell and flopped into the... floor of the elevator, and then he drug her out
floor
by her elevator. By her arms.
Well, at least he didn't
between
drag her
his legs
by
and
his hair,
yeah,
her hair,
and then just kind of left her in the elevator door.
That's love in an elevator.
It was love in an elevator.
And she's going down. Oh, dude, you just punched your wife in the face on camera. You know elevators have cameras, dude. What was he thinking?
I know.
Was he drunk?
No, he's just dumb.
He's on steroids.
You can't be that smart if you're doing stuff like that, right?
Is he dumber than Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys?
Dude. No,
hey,
there's no
many
way.
Guys, how many of you guys watched the new Trailer Park Boys
dude,
season
he made
eight?
It to... You can't tell me that he made it to grade 5, right?
No, he or got grade his grade. Eight. He got his grade 11.
Oh, he's got his grade 11, and he doesn't know that fish...
Don't sleep?
No, that when they float, they're dead.
He's sleeping. He had a hangover. Orangey, come on. There's a lot of things that are important to him. And you know what's cool is I used to read a story to my little godson called Orangey the Goldfish.
That's but probably it, where they got it.
It was spelled different, though. It was Orangey with a Y, and they spelled it Orangeyie.
Mm-hmm. That's their creative license.
Yeah, because they didn't want to get busted, kind of like the Patrick Swayze. They spell it different.
Yeah.
Because they can't do the Patrick Swayze thing. So you were disappointed just because of that? You know, we talked earlier
that
before.
That part
we got,
disappointed.
The first episode, there was a lot...
I'm not saying I'm disappointed in the new season. I'm saying that part disappointed me because You know, when you watch a show, you have to take this suspension of belief or whatever, right. You know. But that was a big leap for me because I've seen him be way smarter than that throughout the series.
He's done some smart shit.
Like, you know.
Hash driveway. Right. That's pretty smart.
Tell me this, though. If you're an experienced pot grower, tell me you don't know that things die.
Dude, there's little fucking piranhas. He calls them piranhas. He thought those were bugs that got on his plants. He's pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah.
He's like, it's piranhas, Rick. He's like, that's what I said, piranhas.
But he's going to have to play it really dumb now. He's from like, here on out.
I know how to pronounce it. I fucking ordered jalapeno.
Yep.
Yeah. He's pretty dumb. I didn't want to be disappointed, but I was starting to be during the very first episode because they were cussing a lot. They always cussed a lot, but they were like, it seemed like they were going overboard with the script as far as cussing. And Ricky is so mean to Corey and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
He's overly rude to those boys. And, you know, there might be some spoilers here on the episode, but you guys had plenty of time to watch it.
This is my theory. Since when was the last series season?
5 years ago.
Those characters are too fleshed out, but in between. Like, yeah. They, you know, I mean, they've been working, doing other stuff and stuff. Yeah. I mean, they're...
Jacob looks
You know,
way
the characters
different.
Have developed off screen.
For sure.
Is what I'm saying. I guess what I'm saying, like, so there's like, you know, maybe you didn't see that gradual dumbing to the point of knowing that Goldfish died.
He got really drunk.
Yep.
Bubbles is smart enough to make a fucking oil refinery. I don't know if you've probably got that far, but yeah. So spoiler for you there. But he's trying to do his shed and breakfast thing.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see that?
I'm going to spoil the league for you now.
They
talk about Ray Rice in one of the episodes.
Do it already?
No, this is last season, I think.
And they knew that he was going to beat his wife?
No, they didn't talk about anything like that.
And leave her on the floor of an elevator, beating you up and you're going down. Self-made sound effects there. So shit, yeah, it's been like 2-3 weeks. I think August 23rd was the last episode we released.
I got a list for every day of the week since then.
What do you got?
No, I just got one list.
Oh, what's the list?
We're going way back. Remember way back?
Like earlier in the day?
Okay, now, yeah. When I say last decade, what decade do you think of?
The 2000s.
Really? Yes. Your mind automatically like thinks...
Well, I just came out.
If I go 10 years ago, you think of like 2000s. 2004. I think of the 90s still.
Really?
When somebody goes 10 years ago, I'm like, oh, in the 90s.
Well, see, lately, my wife's been... Not that it's not a big deal, but she's been making a big deal out of the fact that coming up, it'll be 10 years that we've been together. She's like, max, I go 2-3 years with somebody. She's like, even in marriage in the past. She's like, and so I just can't believe. So 10 years to me is 2004. We've been talking a lot about the last couple of weeks, which is odd that you'd bring that up because we have been talking about how I can't believe that 2004 was 10 years ago. Trailer Park Boys have been on the air and have been a thing for 13 years.
Yep, I know.
Julian
dude.
Looks so much older. The other two, not so much. Ricky
Seinfeld's
and Bubbles.
Seinfeld's been on the air for 53 now.
Yeah, but they were only on for 8.
No. Nine. Jack Benny's been on the TV for like 60, dude.
There's he's not stuff on TV I've been right now.
Watching now.
He's
no,
not
but
on.
I mean, I know, but I mean, that was if you watch a Jack Benny episode, that's like 60 years old.
Yeah, if you watch it, but they're not putting out new ones.
No.
Is what I'm saying, you know. Like,
well, they could. Holographic. You know, it'd be the coolest holographic thing, and it kind of fits into the whole thing that people would actually buy into it.
What's that?
Superman hologram.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yep. You know, Christopher Reeve is the only man to go from being able to fly to not being able to walk at all.
Yes.
The only man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess.
The only man that knows that pain.
It's like
they could hologram him, right?
Yeah.
I think they should hologram him on the back of the horse when he falls.
Mm.
Would you pay money to see that in a hologram?
No.
What about...
Too soon, dude. Too soon.
What if you... Would you... Would you pay money to see to go to the theater to see the hologram of John Wilkes Booth leap out of the balcony and shoot hologram Abe Lincoln? Would you pay money to see that? You could be in the theater while all that's going on.
That's I don't know.
You could see. Oh, and one lucky audience member would catch his hat.
I thought you were going to say his head.
That would be funny, too.
What about hologram John Kennedy?
Yeah.
Getting shot and catching his head.
I know. You could ride in the car with him, dude.
Yeah, and catch his head. That's yep. what I meant. Yeah. Or hologram John Lennon getting shot five times from behind.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've got a bit of a stuffy nose today, so please don't bother me.
I know. You could hologram it to hit Yoko.
I will. Yeah. I would hologram and just shove it right out of the way.
Who were we just talking about?
Holograms.
Oh, no, Christopher Reeve, and then we went to...
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, there was this guy I saw on YouTube. This guy lived to be on, you know, that show, it was not What's My Line, but...
Whose line is it anyway?
No, when they guess your occupation.
To tell the truth?
Oh, so, no. Maybe. It was like that.
Will the real... Dustin Gatchel, please no. stand up. No, not that one.
No, the one where the celebrities ask him questions and try to guess what he did.
That's Whose Line? No.
From the 50s.
Yeah, the one that Frank Zappa was on?
Yeah, but it was much earlier. Yeah, this is black and white, like the early 50s.
Okay.
This guy was on TV. He was the last surviving person who was live witness to Abraham Lincoln being shot.
Wow.
He was 5 years old, and he was like 97 when he was on the show.
Dude.
And his memory of the thing was, because he was five, he wasn't worried about, like, he didn't know Abe Lincoln was shot at the time it happened. He said he was worried about the guy who fell out of the balcony. John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, but he ran, though. He jumped, didn't he?
Yeah, he jumped, but to him, it probably looked like he fell.
Yeah, that poor guy fell out of the bed.
I know.
He did a balcony dive.
Dude, he was the first balcony diver.
I know. That's funny, because we were talking about the old famous balcony dive with... involving Pat Wambacher, who the guy said, I think he plays for the band Bunk Dope, who will be playing with Victims up in, we'll get the plugs later, but we'll be up in Portland. But anyway, yeah, Pat said, yeah, we'll do a balcony dive, sure. And the dude dove, and he's like, I'm not doing it. And then the guy saw him like 3 months later. He's like, dude, you owe me a balcony dive. I fucking cracked a rib on that shit. And he's like, I didn't think you
like
gonna...
a Jim Morrison?
I guess.
Balcony dive?
What was it, the Roseland during Sepultura? And he fucking, yeah. It was full of people, so I guess he thought they would catch him, but he was about a 250-pound Indian.
Mm.
It's hard to catch one of them.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when they're running.
Yep.
Running fastly. Speaking of running, I had to run over to the prosthetic doctor, and it was just in time. My leg is about 3 years old now, the newest one that I got. And so the warranty is about 3 years, is 3 years. And it's started to act up like it does right about 2 3/4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's just like I use it enough to where like most people, it would go bad right after the warranty. But I use the fuck out of it. So like, and then I got to the doctor. I went to a new prosthetic doctor in Corvallis, so I don't have to drive to Springfield. And he said that it was like I got it on the 21st of August, 2011, and it was 3 year warranty. And I thought for sure he was going to say, just missed it. So, but they have a program, you know, you had a loaner for a week, so they add that on, and then they give you like a 2 week grace period. I was like, wow. So he called Autobach, which is, I don't know if he had to call Austria, but that's where they're based, an Austrian prosthetic company. Mm-hmm. He said, nope, you're all good. Come in next week. You'll get a loaner, leg.
So you're getting a new leg?
Getting my old one rebuilt.
Well, same
thing. The first, right. Yeah, it's going to be like new.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's starting to do a little buckle thing. When I take my steps, so it happens.
Sick as to play with the button and do the leg tricks too much?
No. That don't have nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay.
That don't have nothing to do with the internal workings. I've never had my little swivel button had to been worked on. But yeah, so that's kind of cool because I did have to go to my other doctor and have an actual appointment just to get my thing signed for my fucking handicap.
I know. I heard about that.
God, it was a debacle.
The BMV giving you a shiz.
Well, I didn't even go in there until I knew what I had to have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors more giving me shit. I got a doctor in my town that's not my PCP, because I don't take PCP anymore. No, my primary care provider. And because he's not my doctor, he can't sign this paper saying that I still have a fucking fake leg. But, you know, That's mm-hmm. old news. Anyway, I got all that taken care of. I got my new driver's license. I got my new placard. And I got my new prosthetic doctor. And now he wants me to go. My regular doctor wants me to go have my cholesterol checked.
Dude, they finally talked me into getting my physical. And I go in and get the fasting labs the week before, right? And I don't eat or drink or nothing or poop or for 24 hours.
Well, cholesterol.
12 hours.
Yeah.
It was 12 hours, just the fasting lab for your standard physical.
Right.
And then I check my mail the next day. They send me a letter postponing all of it a month.
I want that hour of fucking fasting back, bitches.
Oh, no, no.
I suffered
12 hours.
I suffered for nothing.
They should be able to use the same fasting test, so I don't think it really matters when you go and get your fasting test done.
Well, they told me not to eat for 12 hours before I do some test for cholesterol.
Yeah, this fasting lab.
Oh.
I've been checked for cholesterol before.
I never have.
Really?
I'm weird. I don't go to doctors because I don't get sick.
I don't
sick.
Go there very often either, but I'm trying.
And then he goes, yeah, it looks like you're going to be turning 50 in a few years. And I said, yeah. And he's like, that's when we'll like to start talking about the prostate. I said, well, we can start talking about it now if you want. Like, you have a date, age. It used to be 40. It used to be 45.
My doctor likes 30.
Why? He just likes sticking a finger up a butt.
You know, once he likes the physicals at 30, but I don't think physicals do the butt thing, though.
No, I'm talking like the prostate exam. For women. But see, this doctor, I'm surprised he doesn't want you to do it at 30 because his name's really close to cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
That's Cornwell.
Cornwell Wallace.
And Andrew Cornwell. And he's got such a faint, odd accent, I can't pin it down. Like he's been in America too long and he's just about lost his accent, but it's still there a little bit. I can't tell if it's Austrian or New Zealand or...
You know that, you know, most of his younger years was spent being called... what was his name?
Cornwell.
Cornhole.
Yeah.
Most of the kids called him Cornhole all growing up.
Now, you aware of the game of cornholing?
Yeah.
Is that a bag toss thing?
Yeah.
A wooden hole?
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone call it cornholing?
I think it was somebody's twisted sense of humor.
And what's that game where you've got that like PVC rack of three racks and then you
throw the little
balls
stringy
on a
thing
wire?
On there? Yeah.
What's
it was
that?
Called
Dumb Game Number
drunk,
70.
Drunk People Game.
They have those. We played at the Triangle. Mm-hmm. Dude, the Triangle is so different. They've changed it three times since I've been there the last three times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember when we used to play there?
They rotate it.
The stage was back in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's video game, poker, and golf games, and pool tables and shit back there. I did comedy there a while back. I think we've had a show since then. Maybe, maybe not. The stage was right when you come in the door. You come in the front door, and right to your left was the stage. This time, mm-hmm. I went there. Stage is on the other side of that room. Like, you can watch the band or the comedian mm-hmm. from the door. Like, you walk in, and it's straight ahead of you, which is way better. And now they put the bar. It's totally different. It's pretty cool.
Is there a hole in the door?
There's a hole in the bucket. No, there's not a hole in the door, but there's a door.
There's not a hole.
The door was open.
How do you come in the door?
You just come through the doorway.
Oh, okay.
That's right. So, yeah, go check out the Triangle. There's hardly anybody there because there never is. It's weird. I wonder if they ever get business.
It's located right between the two legs.
You know who lives right down the street from the Triangle now? Like two blocks from the Triangle.
Who?
Not the who.
Guess who?
I want you to.
Joyce Brothers.
That's super close.
Will Wheaton.
Will
Woodruff.
Getting colder. Here's the first clue. It's not working. You get one more guess. He's been on our show before. He's been a guest on our show.
Oh, are you talking about Dan?
Nope.
He's talking about...
He also did some music for our show.
Oh, Floyd.
Yeah, and the song won't play, so I'm going to save it for later. But yeah, he lives two blocks from the Triangle, and when he found out we were playing, actually he said when he saw my comedy show was there the next day, he saw it after the fact. He's like, shit, that's two blocks away. I should have went. So he came down. It's good to see old Floyd.
Right on.
Thanks for coming, Floyd. You better be listening to this. We haven't had one for a while.
All right, so I got this list.
Okay, list me out.
This is a list direct from the 90s.
A list direct from the 90s?
Direct from the 90s of some of the worst things of the 90s.
Okay.
In terms of things you put in your mouth.
Okay. Not including penises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, you just let me know if you remember these. Pepsi AM. You remember Pepsi AM?
No, I remember Crystal Pepsi and the Pepsi Lemon Pepsi. Pepsi Light? Okay. I do not remember Pepsi AM.
They had a lot of stuff.
They did.
But Pepsi AM was for... It must have been an early energy drink.
Right? Could be.
It wasn't any good. I can almost guarantee.
Did you drink it?
I'm not a Pepsi fan. I go with Coke. I got another one on this list that involves Coke, though, and they're misguided crap. Gatorade gum.
I do remember that. I used to buy that, dude. It mm-hmm. was tangy. It was pretty good.
Yep.
That was from the 90s?
Yeah, that was from when...
That's making my mouth water just thinking about it right now.
I know. For when you right after that big game, you're so thirsty, you need a piece of gum.
Yeah, with me, that was a big game that I was thirsty from. That was that big bowl that I smoked and all those bitches I was fucking.
Did it help quench your thirst?
It made my mouth... My mouth is literally salivating a little bit thinking about that gum. Did they still have it?
Oh, they might.
It was an impulse buy at the Not Dairy Mart that is a Dairy Mart now in mm-hmm. Brownsville called the Village Pantry.
It's gum for active people.
We'd go over to the pantry to pick up some goods, some canned goods, and they had this Gatorade gum at the counter there, and I'm like, Gatorade gum? That's probably only...
Gatorade gum!
Cheap back then, you know, probably 50 cents, 89 cents.
Yeah, back when gum was cheap. Back when candy was under a dollar for a regular size.
Dude, $1.09 for a regular candy bar?
I know.
I've given it up.
I know, dude. I did a long time ago when it was like 89, this one, I was like, no.
I really like those Butterfinger cups, but I ain't paying... Steal them sometimes. I steal them and cheese. That's all I steal. Cheese is the most shoplifted
item. Dude, I'm going to join you on the cheese one.
Dude, you can fit a nice pack that's just about the size of your wallet.
If you're going to do it, though.
Sliced cheese.
If you're going to take the risk, go for the 5-pounder, dude.
What, the $18 Tillamook block?
Yeah, dude, do it.
I ain't got nowhere to put that shit.
Sure you do.
If my penis was smaller, I could put it in my underwear. That's all packed.
Yeah, you put it on your leg, dude.
I got my leg in my leg. Oh. I ain't got no compartments in my leg, man. Sucks. If you're gonna steal cheese, you just gotta steal a little bit at a time.
I know.
One slice. That's what I steal. String. I just steal one slice or one string. Yep. And then my daughter Dakota told me the other day that she ate 4 string cheeses in one sitting.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you're gonna be plugged up.
Yep, and those are shaped like plugs, too.
She's also lactose intolerant.
What?
She should. Dumb, right? She's asking for a fucking breakout.
I really had a breakout!
She should be eating soy string cheese.
Do they have it?
I don't know.
Is it spray cheese?
Yeah, that might work. I don't think that's real cheese.
It's soy.
The cheese whiz?
It's soy.
Did you see that new pizza? Pizza now.
No, but you sound excited about it. I haven't been in town for so long. Well, I've been
All right, there's cheese sauce on there again with some cheese on there again.
Triple cheesers?
And some grilled onions as always, like we love.
Let me guess what they call it. Little cheesers.
Nope. And there's also hot dogs on it.
What?
It's a hot dog pizza.
Little cheesers.
And even
hot dogs and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Onions. It's a hot dog pizza.
We got pasta on it too. Mac and cheese pizza. That's coming soon to a stupid pizza place near you.
He said, "No, this is pizza now."
Oh, I know. I said the mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, but I mean they said it's been selling pretty well.
Huh? I'm growing as far away from hot dogs as I am from like buying candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs are kind of gross.
I like a good corn dog. I'll even eat a hot dog if I don't think about it.
If it's masked in batter, have less problem.
I don't eat raw hot dogs. You know, when I was a kid, I used to eat the cold wieners.
But I know that's gross. That's got to be good for you. But my uncle recently cooked some hot dogs. Not my uncle, my wife's uncle.
Uh-huh.
And he overboiled them so they all split,
uh-huh.
You know, and then he left them, 3 of them. In the pan overnight in the hot dog water.
Uh-huh.
And they were just all split, and they were like a weird different color inside because they'd been soaking overnight.
It's not bad if they split, though.
Oh, it's not bad, but they just
look. You cook, but you don't want to leave it out in the
gross.
In the cold water.
Oh, I didn't
water.
Eat them. I didn't eat them. They got thrown away, but just the looks of them was just like making me go, I don't think I'm
yeah,
gonna.
And
I then know. My wife talked to
if
me
if you think about hot dogs too much or eggs, you know, you'll take
are,
a break
eggs
from
eggs are fucking
them.
Weird, dude.
I know. See, you can't think about it. You got to eat,
you know
eat
who,
eggs quicker than you can think.
You know who got me thinking about how weird eggs are recently?
That one comic.
Bill Burr, that one.
Oh, yeah.
He was on his Monday morning podcast talking about, fuck, okay, I eat my eggs over hard. Fucking judge if you want, but I don't like yolks because that's fucking weird. Eggs are weird. It's weird enough just to eat them.
I'd rather eat just the yolk.
Really?
Because I don't like the whites.
Huh.
I have a weird thing about white foods. Like eggs, mayonnaise, sour
Have you seen
cream.
The new black burger from Burger King in China?
No.
It's all black.
And slices of watermelon on it?
Hi-oh! No, black buns, dude.
I'm getting people.
It's got a black bun. It's so black that the burger mm-hmm. really looks brown.
If it's got black buns, they're definitely big.
And it's got black cheese, too. Mm-hmm. Black. It looks weird, mm-hmm. dude. And it's got squid juice, squid sauce on it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's black. They just grabbed a bunch of black ingredients and made a black burger.
It's the urban burger. Remember when urban used to meant like outlying areas of mm-hmm. the town that you live? No, wait, that was the town. Rural is the outlying areas. So urban cowboy. I'm trying to get urban cowboy recast with Denzel Washington
mm-hmm.
instead of John Travolta.
Huh.
Urban cowboy. It's just going to be it's going to be like Tyler Perry's urban cowboy.
Shawshank Redemption 2 done with 50 Cent and Vanilla Ice in the
Ooh.
Lead roles.
Wow.
Vanilla Dufresne.
Dufresne, table for two? So you think that that comic that I just referenced there was talking about Andy Dufresne?
Yeah, he might have been.
And I saw someone quoting that and they spelled it like it sounds when really it's spelled Dufresne.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know.
Yep.
Get your shit together. It's Dufresne.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that book, I was pronouncing it wrong in my head because I read Shawshank Redemption way before it was a movie.
Yeah.
And I thought
he
it
never
was,
cashed the check he got for that for selling the movie rights.
I thought
Did you
it
know
was
that?
Andy Dufresne. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yep. Huh. Stephen King only charged, he accepted a check for $5,000 to make the movie rights. And then, after it came out and it was a huge success, he sent the check back to the guy in a frame with a note that said, in case you ever need bail money.
That's rude.
All right, remember Shark Bites? Did you like those? They're like those little fruit punch fruit bites that
no,
they have.
When I think of Shark Bites, I think of a...
Shark bite.
It's
that
a type,
old Eagles song.
No, it's a shark bite. Shark bite. No, I think when I was working at Country Coach, they had these things called shark bites, which were plumbing accessories.
Mm.
And now there's a new thing called a shark bite that is a bottle opener, can opener. It's called a shark bite. It'll open any lid off of any container, anywhere, anytime, any shape.
I need one of those.
It's a shark bite. Okay, shark
those
bites
are just those little things, though, right? It's just like a little thing with the extra grip.
It kind of looks like one of those oil filter remover. You know those things?
Okay,
it's got a handle on
it's
it.
Basically
it's
basically the same concept as an oil remover,
but it's got little shark teeth.
Yeah,
it goes from oval to big. It's kind of like when you move it, it goes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have trouble
with lids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pickle lids. Shark bites were those. Like gummy candies?
Yeah, they were like the fruit snacks like they have now.
Okay. Shark
like
bites.
The little, you know, things that come in the pouch.
I was over the candy at that or the gummy candies at that point, I guess.
How about Josta soda?
I recall
it was an early guarana drink.
Okay.
Remember when guarana was all the rage for fake tweaking?
Pre-energy drink stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't touted as an energy drink.
No, it just had guarana in it. And it had a Black Panther on the label. Ah, squared.
That's kind of like reminds me of Anchorman.
What about the green and purple ketchups? Remember that when they had the squirty bottles of nasty colored ketchup? And I always wondered.
Yeah, the green ketchup.
What's the deal with that? I remember I ate some of the green stuff one time because Matt had it over next door. And he was just a little youngin, and he liked that green ketchup.
It makes
it
your
always
poop
made
green.
Me weird because it was like neon green.
Yeah, it makes your poop green too if you ate too much of it, and green French fries.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've been playing a prank on Flames lately. I feed his boy as much corn as I can.
Yeah.
And then when he has to change them, it's all corn.
Like, dude, that was extra corny. What's up?
I know.
He's like, that was amazing.
All right, 3D Doritos. You Dorito guy?
I've always
They were like those cone things, the Bugles.
Oh, okay. I don't think I ever tried those.
Uh-huh.
But I do, I've always been a Dorito guy, but not so much anymore as my teeth get a little bit old and brittle.
Yeah.
They're kind of crunchy, but
They all taste the same to me. It's just like Dorito flavor.
But just like some more a little overwhelming than others. Like,
yeah.
Jacked!
Mm-hmm. I don't mind some. The Midnight Taco flavor or whatever, I thought was good. And it's the only kind of thing of ranch.
You know
that
what,
I've ever really
what
liked.
Flavor doesn't stick around, they keep trying to bring it back, or they did once, was the sour cream and onion Doritos.
It'd be weird. See, I don't like either of those things, but I don't mind the Lay's potato chip.
Yeah. I like sour cream, but I don't like onions, but I like sour cream and onion chips. I mean, they're not my favorite, but I can eat them.
You like sea salt and vinegar chips?
No. Well, probably don't mind them, but they're just a little douchey for me.
They are, huh?
Douche knob. Oh, yeah, that was one thing Jerry Murphy said, that a word I'd never heard, including douche, was one of his sons or his son's friends or someone asked him, what's a douche ball?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't think that's a thing. He's like, where did you hear that? He's like, well, somebody called me a douche ball. I didn't know if that was bad or... He's like, it's probably bad, but there's no ball. There's no ball in a douche, you know. But yeah, douche ball.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal. They just had little tiny ones, and then you poured milk on it.
That must have been...
Sugar overdose?
Yeah, but that must have been short-lived, because I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm,
and maybe in the 90s, I wasn't eating a lot of breakfast cereal, because I was not a morning person.
They never took the new off the box. They had new on the corner, you know, like... New cereal, they never got past that.
Yep,
always new. They never were an old staple.
Like, we made one batch, and that was it. Mm-hmm. We're like, that didn't sell good. And the kids that did like it became diabetics.
Yep, here's another cereal that I remember eating that was really overboard. Oreo O's.
Mm.
They were chocolate O's, and then they had that cream, like, inside the
I could imagine they would be delectable.
Oh, dude, they were.
But I thought you were going to say, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. That's a cereal, too, isn't it?
Yeah, like, but it's like little
puffs.
Balls.
Yeah, Reese's Puffs.
Yeah. What about Vanilla Coke? Yeah, Vanilla Coca-Cola.
Oh, the drink. Yes, I do remember Vanilla Coke. It wasn't bad. Was that short-lived, though? They don't still have it?
I thought it stuck around a little longer. They might even still have it.
I bet they have it at Burger King with the fucking 500 different types of soda machine. Have you seen those?
Burger King has it?
Yeah. Don't they? Yeah. Huh. They did at the Burger King in Lebanon.
Huh.
Yeah. You push the button. It's a big red Coke machine, and it's got like...
800 flavors.
Of Coke, and then 800 flavors of... Dr. Pepper and 800... No, there's only 4 flavors of Dr. Pepper, I think.
What?
Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, Cherry Dr. Pepper, and Diet
Pepper. I thought they stole my idea.
What's that?
Just a soda store, right?
Right.
Where you can... almost like one of those frozen yogurt shops where you serve yourself kind of a thing and you got all the machines around,
you
right?
You
got
to weigh it.
But this one would be like... The different mixes from the different regions of the country. You know how like Mountain Dew is mixed different, you know, at some stores than at other stores. Or whatever. You know, you go to a different fountain and it'll like tastes like shit. And so you could have like the nice dial from people like over in the Northeast, what they like their soda to taste like. So that'd be interesting, I think.
Yeah, there's some stores that just have that perfect mix for you or for me. Yep. And then you go to another store, it's like, oh, too carbonated. It's just like too much carbonated.
Some are just watered
too
down,
syrupy.
Nasty. And yeah, some are casino over syrups, man.
Why? To make what?
I don't know. It must do something.
It's thick. It looks like coffee more than anything. It's like, wow, there's so much syrup. It's like...
There's got to be something scientific to whatever they're doing, like the temperature and all that, you know? Maybe it keeps you in your seat longer.
Maybe. I need to study up on that stuff. I don't know if you heard or not, and if any of you listeners haven't heard or not, but I'm going back to do a comedy show at the casino in October.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, October 15th.
I just went to the casino not too long ago.
At the Mill down in Coos Bay, where there'll be lots of loggers from Coos Bay, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I'm a logger from Coos Bay, and I can't be joking. I can't be joking about gambling or politics or... religion. Well, I guess I can religion.
Yeah, I went over there at a casino and won $10 and then went and got my tooth yanked out.
You won $10?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. It was like going to the tooth fairy first.
Right. That's good. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. What about WWF ice cream bars?
No. Never heard of those, but I did recently hear that a WWE guy killed himself the other day.
Who?
I didn't recognize his name. I can't remember right now. But
Melody Pops.
Huh?
Remember those? They were like popsicle. They were like lollipops with a whistle. They were like a train whistle.
I remember those.
That's what you'd want to give your kids. Something that blew like sugar out the hole.
And rotted their teeth out at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
God
mm-hmm.
dang. I used to eat those, though. And that's weird that they were a 90s thing.
Yeah, and then Surge soda.
I remember that a little bit. I don't know if I drank it, but...
Dude, it was like drinking crystal meth. Pepsi Blue. It was blue.
Don't remember that at all.
It was blue. Fruitopia in a can.
I remember Crystal Pepsi.
Remember before Snapple, there was Fruitopia?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For your mind, body, and soul or whatever, was that? Or is that the Snapple?
I don't recall, but I've never really liked Snapple.
Oh, really?
Never, never. It's made of too much good stuff.
I used to enjoy the Diet Peach iced tea because it just had a flavor I liked.
Oh, like
drink
the Lipton?
So much that it made my blood so thin I'd get bloody noses.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was drinking.
That's weird, dude.
Well, it wasn't even like a week. I'd have like two a day, and then next thing I know, I'm having bloody noses, and I stop drinking it, and it stops.
Have you tried that? Lipton is the tea.
No, but that's one of those commercials I'm done with.
Lipton Peach Iced Tea.
Dude, that thing will stick in your head for fucking days.
I finally found out what they were saying just the other day. I was like, did they say peach iced tea?
Yep.
Lipton and then, Peach Iced Tea. And then they've like got a little thing that says, no juice. It contains no juice.
I know. That's the first thing I seen too when I looked.
And then I thought to myself, wait, is this a juice commercial? Oh, wait, it's tea. Well, of course there's no juice. But what's that peach flavor? It's new Lipton Peach Iced Tea. Whew, man, that got me sweating.
Remember Orbitz?
Yeah. No. Gum?
It was like a drink, and then it had the little balls in there that floated around that were flavored, but it tasted like backwash.
No, I was thinking of the gum.
But that's just gum, Orbit. I got tongue splashers. You ever try that? And they're like little paint cans of gum.
No, but I remember Freshen Up. Remember Freshen Up from the 70s?
We
used to call it Martian cum gum.
Martian cum.
Because they were little green squares, and they had green sauce inside of them. You don't remember Freshen Up?
Sounds familiar, but I don't know if I remember it.
I want to know if anyone else used to call it.
I want to know.
Did anyone else call it?
You remember Freshen Up?
Martian cum gum.
Gum, right?
It was gum, but it had liquid inside of it. It was like a cube.
What was that other one that had liquid inside of it?
The red kind was also Freshen Up, but...
I remember gums with stuff inside.
I'm going to Google Martian
But it was like, I'm thinking of like Buster's or something.
Martian cum gum. I'm Googling it right now.
Martian cum gum is what you're Googling?
It says, remember cum gum? Mm-hmm. Five TV commercials for extinct Urban cum gum. Freshen up gum. Urban Dictionary. Okay, you got more on your list or are you done with your list?
Oh, I'm done with my list.
Okay, cum gum.
I was looking up who died on wrestling.
Oh, it was Sean O'Hare.
Oh.
He was in the 2000s, and then in 2006, he went to, like, the Japanese wrestling. But he was a WWF guy that would change WWE. Mm-hmm. But no, it says right here on Urban Dictionary, cum gum is freshen up gum, gum that squirts in your mouth. Would you like some cum gum? And they had the green kind, so that was Martian cum gum. Martian cum gum.
Rowdy Piper, I think, was in the league.
Really? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
No, just the league.
Oh.
I think it was that show. It was in some show that was about timeshares.
Oh.
It might have been. It was either the league or Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Nope, that was P. Diddy I saw in there.
Kanye West is a dick.
Kanye West is a dick.
Did you hear what he did? He was telling all of his people at his concert that he's not playing this next song until everybody stands up. And then he was going, this is the longest I've ever had to wait. And then there was like some people in wheelchairs. And then one lady was like waving her prosthetic leg at him. And he's like, oh, you're cool. I'm not playing until everybody stands up. And then like, he's like, unless you got one of those special parking passes and shit. Like, it's being rude. The handicapped people took offense to Kanye, but I'd be waving my fucking prosthetic leg and
just
throwing
wave
it
your leg in the air.
Like, it just don't care. Oh, we, you know what? I think it was Jerry Murphy that said it. You know that thing where they do that? Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, he's like, that came from the rodeo and bull riding.
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, And now, I don't know if that's true or not, but you know, we've been gone for a while. And you can tell, because I can't get my shit to work.
Hey, yo.
Why doesn't my stuff
work? I was
watching
King of the Hill the other day, and they played Luann and Buckley's song.
What's that?
Dun, 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 dun. Hey. That song they play at sporting events.
Oh,
the most generic song of all time.
Gary Glitter.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Hey. It's called Rock and Roll Part 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
whoa. Bzz.
That was their song, and I think that's hilarious.
That is kind of funny. Oh, now I know why the fucking shit's not working. Dude, it's been so long since I rock and rolled. Whoa.
What is this?
You know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Crazy Floridians. You guys, I know you've missed it. Have you missed it?
I have.
Okay, so in Deland, Florida, just on September 11th, never forget, he called 911, and he was fleeing police to report. He called 911. That makes no sense. And he's fleeing police. Well, when they caught him, he had pot stuck on his face. And they arrested him for possession of weed.
Because he had it stuck on his face?
Yeah, he had pot stuck on his face.
How did he get there? Maybe he fell in a plant. Maybe he ran through a plant.
Maybe he was sleeping on his floor, and he had some bud on the floor or something. I'm not too sure. But so if you're going to call the cops and then run from them, just make sure that you don't have any weed stuck to your face.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
another hint I'll give you for free. If you're underage and you're running from the police, make sure you don't have a cigarette hidden behind your ear.
Why?
Because you'll forget about it and they'll go, what are you going to do with that cigarette? And you'll go, what cigarette?
Ah. Okay.
All right.
Here's my other Florida story. My computer's being stupid, but this is a true thing. It happened in a town in Florida that I can't recall the name of. But a dude broke into a house, and he had all the money and the jewels that he stole. And then he fell asleep on the bed with the loot next to him. And then the people came home. And then it was kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There's a burglar, and he's in my bed, and he's still sleeping. So, yeah, Florida still topping the pops there as far as the craziest place to be. I tried to think of a new state motto. I think it was for at midnight hashtag wars or something, but Florida. It can't happen anywhere else, I guess. That's what I said, but it wasn't a very good one. New Oregon motto is, of course we have the best weed.
Yep. New Oregon motto is, yo word.
That's right. What? Coward?
Yo word.
Yo word. Word to your mother. Yep. All right, that's Crazy Floridians for today. And I know it was short, but I thought that was funny. A dude had pot on his face, and another dude fell asleep with his loot next to him. Hey, did you know that you watched any of last season Saturday Night Live where they had that chick, Cecily Strong,
as just an anchor? A little bit.
And then they had that other guy that was just a writer, but he got to be the anchor. His name is Colin Jost.
Yeah.
They already took Cecily Strong off of the thing. Dude, and she was like, oddly enough, one of their strongest anchors that they've had in a long time, even though she was a female, but still.
Is that that black-haired chick?
Yeah.
She's with the kind of funny grin?
Yeah, and she does that girl you don't want to talk to at a party.
Huh. So she's not on there? I thought she was.
But she's still on Saturday Night Live, but she's just not a...
They're going to run solo, or are they putting someone else in there?
I haven't heard yet. I was just pissed that they got rid of, that they took her off of it, because I thought she was doing a great job.
I like
job.
When they have that little kid girl on there.
Little kid girl?
Little
the Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yep. Sure. You know, speaking of presidents, which we were like earlier.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, Abe Lincoln.
You know President John Tyler?
No.
He's not. The 10th president.
Okay. Not familiar with John.
10th president. 6 before Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. I wasn't familiar with his name.
He has 2 living grandchildren today.
Great, great, great.
Nope.
What?
Grandchildren.
So he was president in like 1830 something?
Mm-hmm.
So he had a kid that lived to be 100. And then they had
had a lot of children. And he had a son at 75 with like a 35-year-old wife. And then that guy went on to have a child when he was 63. And, there's 2 living relatives today from the 10th president.
That makes me almost want to just do that when I get to be like 70.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Make a deal with my wife and we just find some chick that wants to have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stick around and pay for it very long
because
I'll be dead.
But you have to stipulate that she couldn't let that she would have to make that son have
a guile.
A son when they were 75.
Oh, yeah.
And keep that going.
Then 150 years later, he'd still
have a grandchild going on.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy, man. That is crazy.
Crazy.
You ever go to those places that have Wi-Fi? Like you can buy Wi-Fi credits?
No. I go steal Wi-Fi from the library sometimes now. But
some places, you're going to get Wi-Fi credits.
Like at a motel.
Turn things for Wi-Fi credits. Right, like recycling.
Okay. Never heard of that.
There is a machine called Poo Wi-Fi that you put your dog poo on there and you get free Wi-Fi credits based on the size of the dump.
Well, I guess that's an incentive for people to, you know, clean up their dog doo.
Yeah, I think so. Encourages people to pick it up.
That's gross to me.
That's what Kiss sang about. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Your dog just shit now.
Dog poop.
Your dog just shit now.
I'm fucking sick. Hey, did you hear about Ace Frehley?
No.
New album.
Frehley's Comet 3.
Number 2 on the Billboard.
Really? What's he do, guest stars?
No, he's fucking just Ace Frehley. It's just him. It's a solo album. I don't know if it's got Anton Figg on it. Huh. I don't know who's on it. It's a little lackluster, but it's pretty good. Independent label. Only Ace Frehley. Kiss was
Who's on the drums?
Oh, I don't know. I just said I didn't
know.
You said
only Ace Frehley. I was setting you up to say Ace Frehley.
No.
You said it was only Ace Frehley.
No, only Ace from Kiss
yeah,
is okay. What I'm saying. Uh-huh. Is
yeah.
that
all right. I got you.
Gene Simmons is a dick. Kiss.
Wait a minute now.
Kiss is on a major label.
Wait a minute now.
Kiss has the name of Kiss, so when they put out an album, it should go to the top of the charts with a bullet. But it doesn't. Lately, they've been going to maybe 8 sometimes, not even top 40 sometimes. So I'm giving kudos to Ace for just being Ace. No Kiss. I mean,
he's
of course
only Ace now.
That's right. And he's released an album on his own. And he
released
did a cover.
An album.
He did a cover of The Space Cowboy by Steve Miller Band, actually.
They call me a racist cowboy.
Is he a racist cowboy?
Mm-hmm.
That's an urban cowboy.
Some call me the gangster of drugs.
Some call me the gay fucking cowboy of drugs. Some call me Maurice. I don't even know what pompatus is.
Dude. Yeah, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are on TV. They have their own show.
I know, it's fucking stupid. Arena football, are you kidding me? Dude, I hate those guys more and more every day. And I love Kiss, old Kiss. But as far as like anything past...
It's so funny to watch them talk like Gene Simmons, though, and be like...
Oh, I'm talking about sports.
Yeah. No, he's all like... You know, we're going to win, and then that's when the ladies and the money's going to come knocking on your door. You just wait. That's what he's telling the players.
Does he talk like Dan Fouts? He's like, all right, he's like, what's going to happen here is the team that makes it
they're
down
like
the
one
field
four
the most times and gets across the touchdown line is actually going to win the game. That's what's going to happen.
It's weird seeing Paul Stanley talk like, you know, like a person.
What?
Yeah, and so he's talking like a person, and he's just kind of weird.
Isn't he kind of a dick, though?
They both are, though. They're both like.
I'm sick of those
guys.
They're
both very. They're too focused.
I hate them. I don't like them that much.
You know what Ben Affleck's directorial debut was called?
Argo?
Nope. I killed my lesbian wife, hung her on a meat hook, and now I have a 3-picture deal at Disney.
Is that real?
What's the name of it?
Is that that's real?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're not just like making up something right
I'm
now?
I'm not making it up. Making it up.
Yes, you are.
I read it on the internet now.
Make it up. Make
I'm
going to
look up,
up
this new Ace Frehley. Haley. Space
hey.
Invader, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Space Invader.
Hey, have you heard...
Next he's coming out. His next album's going to be called Frogger.
What?
Or Missile Command.
Oh, yeah, it's all video games.
Missile Command would fit, actually.
Or Pac-Man. Because he packs his nose full of cocaine.
Yep. You can buy Space Invader at Amazon.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
I downloaded it for free on my Move Music thing, but, you know, whatever.
Hmm. Did you know there was a studio mistake that made his cover of the Joker special?
No.
Me neither.
Did you just make that up?
Nope, I didn't. I read it on the internet now.
Make it up.
Yep.
Make it up.
You performed with the Roots on the Tonight Show. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yep.
You're making it up.
You're not making it up. Yep. Yeah. God damn it.
Go Ace. Hans, have you checked it out?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Hans, can you believe that we're back?
I'm going to kick this website's butt.
I'm going to kick all internet's butts, dude. I'm fucking sick of it. All
right. He did the absence of Miller's distinctive guitar lick on the cover.
He did what?
Left the distinctive guitar lick of Steve Miller off the Joker.
The doot doop doo doo doot doop doo doo doot doop.
Is that it? Is that
that's
what
the
you
song,
would classify
but
as his signature guitar lick?
Of that song. Right. I don't know what I don't know exactly what whoever's writing that means. I listened to it and
no, that's
I saw another thing that said if you didn't have lyrics on it you wouldn't even know what song it is.
Yep.
But that's not, to me, that was not true.
Hmm. He said when he was, I'm going to kill this website.
Dude, let's kill the internet today. All right, welcome to the show.
It just keeps fucking...
We've been on for like 45 minutes, but welcome to it.
Stop sending me to an ad.
And we're going to fucking kill the internet today.
Mm-hmm.
In case you guys didn't know. And Hans, I'm hoping that you're glad that we're back, because you've been sad.
Mm-hmm.
Been kind of sad that we've been gone. So, welcome back, Hans.
Hey, he said on there, when he was mixing the Joker, he accidentally erased the whole drum track for the first verse, so he just left it that way.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that
there
was
there shouldn't be drums there.
That's pretty good. I did notice that there were no drums at the beginning.
You know, this is going to bring it back to the beginning of the episode.
All right.
You know who plays guitar for the Roots? Kirk Douglas.
What?
Yep.
That's not the real Kirk Douglas.
He is a real Kirk Douglas. That is his name.
He's a black Kirk Douglas.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. If he's in the Roots, he's bound to be black.
But they are the same person because I've never seen them in the same room together.
Yeah, and he has a son named Mike.
Mm-hmm. That's probably pretty common, you know. I mean, there's probably more than one Kirk Douglas with
you
a
think?
Son named Mike Douglas. Who's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I don't know about all that.
Who got cancer from licking muff.
Yeah. Ear cancer, throat cancer. Hey, listen to that. What's in Hans's CD player? He's listening to some blues. It's not fucking Slayer. So that's your clue. He's listening to some blues.
I might guess that he's listening to, that he's gotten a CD player, Lipton Peach Iced Tea. Because he spilled some into a CD player.
It's actually a grilled cheese sandwich in there.
Oh, man.
Nah, just kidding. He's listening to this.
Wait, you said blues? I'm going to go with, what's that guy who had the Blues Breakers?
John Mayall?
Yeah.
Eh.
John.
He's got three names.
Oh, Robert Cray Stevenson.
Yes, that's it, Robert Cray Stevenson. Oh, wait, no, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Edgar J.
That's
John
Stevie
Winters.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. The sky is crying. This was a while ago, to be honest, because we've been off the air for a while. But thanks for checking in, Hans. And next week, who knows, we might need some more from you.
Dude, I love Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, pretty good. I got that on vinyl.
I like watching him on OPB.
Yeah, that was a good Austin City Limits thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spine tingling.
Chingle, chingle, chingle.
Yep.
All right, so that's what's in Hans' CD player, some Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Does Hans ever play some Stevie at home?
On his guitar?
Yeah.
I would imagine so. He busts out the slide sometimes, but Stevie's not a big slide guy, but... Yeah.
Hans, are you playing Bonnie Raitt?
Yeah.
Busting out the slide, playing some... Let's get some... Be fun to do a cover of a... Oh, wait. That doesn't even... Do a cover of Bonnie... Or a Reba McEntire song, and then do like an episode of her show in the middle of it.
That's what I was going to do. Have you stole my idea?
Dude, I can't believe she had that show for like 30 years.
Why? That's She's weird. A talented artist and actress.
Yeah.
No.
It was just King of the Hill for different people. Or King of Queens. Wasn't it just a family comedy?
Which is it? King of Queens or Queen of Hills?
Queen of Hills. Dude, yeah. So, Sky is Crying.
Yep, that's what Hans was listening to.
You ever get that song confused with The Sky Cried Mary?
No, the wind.
See?
It's crying in the sky.
That's why you don't get it confused like I do, because you know the name of the song.
Yep, I recently learned that song on the guitar. It was fun.
But Jimi Hendrix had a song named Sky something or other, didn't he?
I'm sure he had a song called Sky something or others.
You know, that was that one that he did. Skyrockets in Light.
No, The Wind, Skies, Mary.
Afternoon Delight, that's it. Wasn't that a Jimi Hendrix song?
No, that was done by the cast of Anchorman.
Oh.
Skyrockets in Flight.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Anchorman 2 yet?
Yeah. He did lose his legs, but that's not what I thought.
Dude, wasn't that hilarious, though?
Legs are gone!
The way he reacted, it was just hilarious, I thought, when he said that. Like, I believed at that point, because they spent the whole movie setting up how dumb he was.
He's about as dumb as Ricky.
Perfect character for him. Yeah, I thought that was a hilarious movie.
So I think...
Now does Apple Tits have her gates removed?
Her
Christina
gates.
Apple Tits. Does she have her gates removed?
Her gates?
Yeah, Apple Tits.
Her gates?
Yeah.
Did she have her tits removed?
I thought she had tit cancer.
I didn't hear anything about it if she did.
Oh, maybe I was wrong.
Maybe you dreamed it.
Maybe.
Apple
Tits. I had a crush on her for a long time.
When she was Kelly Bundy or after that?
Yep, when she was Kelly Bundy.
All right. That's understandable.
Yeah, she was pretty slutty for 12 or however old she was.
Yeah, she was probably playing a 12-year-old, but I bet she was probably 16, huh?
I don't know. Probably. I would hope so.
Well, you know what? I was going to play this song to go out to, but it's not working. I don't know if Floyd took it off his page or what, but fuck you, Floyd. You know, I forgot. Just kidding. I'm going to be switching over to what's on Terry's turntable because I've been listening to some records lately, and I ordered the new Yob. It should be coming soon to my mailbox near me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be stoked about that. New Yob. It's available. Came out on September 2nd. You guys should go pick it up if you can. They're currently touring in Europe right now with our friend Paul Bearer.
Mm-hmm.
Hans loves Paul Bearer.
My friend, my doctor is so scared of needles, he gets jittery around his phonograph.
Wow, he can't listen to records because he hates needles?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer.
That was a Jack Benny joke.
Jack Benny?
Yep.
I don't know.
Jack Benny last night.
You were talking about him being on TV, but he's not really still on TV.
He is still on TV because I watched it last night.
Well, he was on your TV.
He was on my TV.
He was on my TV. All right, well, we better get out of here. And we'll be back, though. We're going to have episodes all week. You guys, I don't know when this came out, but thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
And let's see, I better play some kind of music as we go out. Yeah, we'll just do this. This is different. This has been episode 726. And we'll see you another day.
Hey, before we go, did you know Joan Rivers' televised stand-up show in 2006, what it was really called?
No.
What it was supposed to be called? Joan Rivers before Melissa pulls the plug.
Wow.
Oh.
And we didn't even talk about this the whole episode.
I know.
She's dead, too.
Yep.
So we'll people are dying. People are dying.
We didn't even talk about Robin Gillian, did we?
Did he die before we were on here before?
I don't know.
Hey, I think we did. We talked about him. Now him and Robin will, him and what's her name, are on the Tonight Show in hell.
Who's going to be number three?
It was Lauren Bacall. I think there's more than three people that die at a time anyway. That's a bunch of bullshit. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Show.
Metal.